Christianity. Christianity is a monotheistic religion based on the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. It is the world's largest religion with over 2.4 billion followers, or 33% of the global population. Christians believe that Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior of humanity, the promised Messiah or Christ that was prophesied in the Old Testament. Christianity has played a prominent role in the shaping of Western civilization. Throughout its history, Christianity has weathered schisms and theological disputes that have resulted in many distinct churches and denominations. Worldwide, the three largest branches of Christianity are the Roman Catholic Church, the Eastern Orthodox Church, and the various denominations of Protestantism. The Catholic and Eastern Orthodox churches broke communion with each other during the East-West Schism of 1054. Protestantism came into existence in the Reformation of the 16th century, splitting the Catholic Church. This protest against Catholicism led many to come to the West to escape persecution and enjoy freedom of religion. There are many important differences in interpretation and opinion of both the Bible and sacred tradition on which Christianity is based. Because of these irreconcilable differences in theology and a lack of consensus on the core tenets of Christianity, Catholics, Protestants, and Orthodox often deny that members of certain other branches are even Christians. Sadly, often one branch has persecuted another, leading to the death of untold millions. Even many wars have been started by Christian nations against those of other faiths. The Catholic Encyclopedia records the death of over 68 million martyrs in the Dark Ages. Has organized religion brought more world violence than world peace? We see a constant theme among all religions. Church membership, ethical behavior, and personal discipline can never replace a genuine personal revelation of who God is. I contend that only this will change your life into a new creation. An organized religion of any faith cannot replace divine revelation. Through organized religion, behavior may be improved, homes and countries may prosper, but where can we find peace that remains when we are dying? As a young man, I constantly searched for truth about God, of who He was, where was He, is He a personal God, what was His purpose for our lives, does He know who I am? I spent my youth in a mainline denominational church until I found an irreconcilable difference in the interpretation of the scriptures. My high school science class was teaching us about evolution, claiming the earth was several billion years old. They also taught that remnants of humans were found and dated as hundreds of thousands of years old. Scientists developed microdating equipment that could tell the ages of bones, rocks, and all types of artifacts, proving the earth was formed untold billions of years ago. My pastor was teaching a Sunday school class about the same time, referring to Genesis chapter 1. He interpreted these scriptures dealing with the creation of the earth to claim the world was only 6,000 years old. Being puzzled, I immediately made an appointment to discuss this with my pastor. To my dismay, the pastor could only answer my question with one simple statement: "Your school is wrong. The earth is only 6,000 years old because the Bible said so." His answer was so unresponsive and simplistic that I soon left the only church home I had ever known. Science seemed to have real proof of their findings, yet of the Bible and its statements, I was unsure. I didn't even know at that time who wrote the Bible. Finally, several years later, God began dealing with me, wooing me closer to Him. And the first thing He did was take me to Genesis 1, verses 1 and 2 in the Bible, revealing to me the mystery of the original creation. Genesis 1, verses 1 and 2. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." It was so simple when God opened the scripture to me in such a supernatural way. There could have been eons of time between the creation of heaven and earth and when He moved His Spirit on the face of the deep. Science can probe all they want about what took place in that undisclosed period of time and speculate about the evidence of their findings. They may be right or wrong about a lot of things, many of which should not be of concern to us. However, I witnessed an organized church with man-made ideas bringing conflict to my life. That is why I believe nothing should get between man and his Creator. Take note, I could go no further with God as long as this stumbling block was in my mind. When He personally answered my doubts, peace entered in. How many other things spring up that we are not aware of that may influence us off of our course into some spiritually dangerous areas? Often these misinterpretations originate in churches. The Apostle Paul solemnly warned us of Satan's agenda. It is to deceive us by influencing us to veer off our spiritual path that is leading to eternal life. Acts 20, verses 29 and 30. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. It is so important to know that when one gets off course through false teachings, their walk with God must regress. Only by returning to the Scripture under divine revelation can they regain the harmony that was lost. This was in a small way an example of an irreconcilable difference. I had disassociated with my church, church families, and friends because of this irreconcilable difference. These irreconcilable differences separate even the largest of churches in the world today, producing further divisions among Catholics, Protestants, and Orthodox. A human approach toward the Word of God yields many interpretations. Later in my life, I had a business with approximately 80 employees. There were constant differences among the employees in understanding what was expected of them. Everyone had their own interpretation of what I required of them concerning everything from break time to how to fill out and file paperwork. Not surprisingly, they would lean to what fit their agenda best with longer breaks, and most of the time, paperwork that was not legible. I needed to communicate with them my personal requirements and desires. I decided to write an employee manual and taught exactly my interpretation of it to my top manager. It was done in a very personal way that connected me with the employees. He then gave a copy to each employee with verbal instruction until everyone understood. The personal effort I displayed in this showed my interest for each of their concerns, even though I had to make decisions for the benefit of everyone. This toned down the misinterpretations considerably. Often, misinterpretations and misunderstandings are only voices that want to be heard because they think no one is interested in or even cares. When you have 10 people, you would likely have 10 different interpretations. Could this possibly be why God spoke through his prophets to communicate to the masses? He spoke in such a way that his children knew he was a personal God who loved them and was concerned about them. God himself was doing the speaking through the voice of his prophet. Thus, no matter how large or beautiful a church may be, to contradict God's prophets and misinterpret their words brings division, not peace. The core of Christianity is that through belief in and acceptance of the death and resurrection of Jesus, sinful humans can be reconciled to God and thereby are offered salvation and the promise of eternal life. The basic Christian ideal specifies that peace can only come by the Word and the love of God, which is perfectly demonstrated in the life of Christ. John 14, 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. However, true Christianity teaches this peace does not come from an intellectual education of the Word of God. It also teaches that Christians do not expect a lasting world peace on this current earth. Matthew 10, verses 34 through 36. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. True Christians believe that world peace is expected to be manifest upon the new earth that is promised in the Bible. It is upon this new earth at the site of the Temple Mount that the New Jerusalem will come down from God where Christ establishes his kingdom. This New Jerusalem will be the world capital with eternal world peace. Revelation 21, 1 through 5. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. So what is meant by true Christians and true Christianity? It is a personal relationship with a personal God and the vehicle that will bring world peace. Our only conclusion is man will not and cannot find and implement world peace with a humanistic approach, whether it be by government or religion. Men will never come to agreement on the ingredients that could usher in world peace. Take note, in all the studies we just went through, whether peace by strength or peace by religion, the battleground was always in the minds of men. If the mind is where the problem is, that is where the answer must lie. Since we cannot find the answer in our human minds, we must look for the supernatural renewing of our minds by the Word of God. Romans 12:2, And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.